New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is touring the Garden State, making his case for further parebacks for public employee pensions. The facts, as he states them in his No Pain, No Gain campaign, are subject to scrutiny in an article on NorthJersey.com. Let's try to take the measure of truthiness with Bergen Record columnist Charlie Style. Charlie, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
My pleasure.
Now, fact, New Jersey's public employee retirement and healthcare system is underfunded by more than $40 billion. That number is growing. But in making the case for reform, Christie cites Detroit, a city that went bankrupt. Is it an apt analogy?
No, it's not. It teeters on hysteria. It's not even legally possible to happen. We are a sovereign state. New Jersey has the power in a crisis to raise taxes if necessary. And if New Jersey even wanted to go bankrupt, you'd have to get an amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
The governor is saying at least he's trying to work at the problem, saying that his predecessors, some seven of them, did little or nothing at all.
He is actually correct about that. But what he overlooks or he doesn't mention is that when he first came to office, he skipped a planned $3 billion payment for the system. He says he is paying for the sins of his predecessors while he committed the same sin.
Charlie, take us back just a few years to 2011 when a seven-year plan was apparently implemented to address this problem. Why are we revisiting it now?
Well, part of the problem is I think the Christie administration had counted on that they passed this reform with Democratic cooperation, and it was a significant change. I mean, he forced workers to pay more into their pensions, he extended the retirement age, he cut cost of living adjustments. These were significant changes, and he deserved a lot of credit for them. I think they felt that they would do those fundamental changes and that the economy would improve over the next couple of years. Well, that just didn't happen at the rate that they thought it would happen.
It doesn't seem likely that this attempt will enjoy bipartisan support. Already, Senate President Steve Sweeney is flat out saying he's not going to go along with it.
I think the political climate right now is 180 degrees from where it was in 2011, where they passed those reforms. Democratic President Sweeney took a lot of heat from the public employee unions for collaborating with Christie on that. Now, he is looking to run for governor in 2017, and he desperately needs a unified public employee support. So he is not about to participate in a sequel to 2011.
Of course, Christie is exploring a run as well. And is there a political calculus to him trying to exact these reforms as he considers the national stage?
Oh, absolutely. I think if he were able to pull this off, there's a lot of benefits for him. One, it would burnish his bipartisan credentials. And it would also burnish his, to put it bluntly, his union-busting credentials, which will come in handy if Wisconsin's Scott Walker gets into the race.
So what's the timetable? I understand a blue-ribbon panel has been appointed, and they're at it for about a month.
Yeah. Christie bills this panel as something, as a sort of no-holds-bar, explore anything you want, come back to me with your findings. But if you really read his executive order, it seems like they've been asked in 30 days to come back with conclusions that he pretty much wants to hear.
At which point he'll do what?
I think he'll put it forward. He'll make a very strong case, and he'll use his bully pulpit to sell it. He'll continue going out to the shore or other places to make the case that this is a dire need and the legislature is dragging its feet. And he'll get a lot of good theater out of that. I don't see at this point how he's going to really be able to move the needle any further than it is.
Now, let's be clear. Would these changes affect current employees?
Basically, the general point that he has made is that, yes, he's looking to scale back some of the benefit packages of the active workforce, not current retirees.
Charlie, thanks for offering perspective on NewsWorks Tonight.
It's been my pleasure.
That's Bergen Record columnist Charlie Style on NewsWorks Tonight.